The battalion commander came out with the news in early morning, it was, and he said, "The war's finished." All the hats went up in the air.
This Remembrance Day, we commemorate the 100th anniversary of the Anzac's landing at Gallipoli.
By the time we hit the beach, it was just breaking day. Well, then the machine guns was playing on us, and they were just dropping like flies.
The Turks were real good rifle shots, and as soon as they'd see a head come up over the trench, they'd just pull the trigger. Bang!
If you put your head over the top of the trench, you'd have it blown off in no time. In fact, that's how they come to be called diggers. Some people have said it's through the gold digging, but I don't think so, because Sir Ian Hamilton was in charge, and he said, "Dig in. The deeper you dig, the longer you live." I remember them saying, "Oh, we're diggers now," and that's how the name diggers stuck to it.
We should remember because it established the nationhood of Australia.
Some people say it only glorifies war. That's not the reason at all. It's they remember their mates who didn't come back.
We also pause to remember all those who died or suffered in all wars and armed conflicts.
I know I was only young, but I had this terrible feeling that I knew I was never going to see him again. And we'd kissed goodbye, and then the train chugged out of the station. John was leaning far out of the window, waving his army hat, until finally the train curved around and he had gone.
Some enemy planes came towards us and hit the Australia midships. It was very hard to take because we lost a lot of life. As a matter of fact, Frank Spur, he was badly wounded with an arm shoulder blown off, and he wished to write a letter home to his mother. And I had my arm around him, held him up, and he half finished the letter, and he couldn't go any further. And he died.
Now, as soon as I walked through the hallway and seen the army man there and the padre, I knew, you know, straight away what had happened. I couldn't believe it, though. It's very hard to believe.
One was dying and yelling at me, "What can you do for me, poor bugger?" I said, "No, well, you'll be right, mate. We're going to get you out of here as soon as we can." You know, all this, and they bloody well died in your arms.
One of the most emotional moments of my life was seeing the grave. I wrote this poem that I touched the grave of the man who'd given me life.
And the young Australians who keep their memory alive.
That war and Gallipoli itself, what that did for us as a nation, helped forge our character and our ethos and how we look at each other.
We don't have Roman ruins and we don't have the antiquity of Europe, but in every little Australian village there's a war memorial. And so when you're growing up and you see these war memorials, you know, killed in France, killed in Belgium, it leaves an imprint on the memory.
As we walked around the cemetery, you would look at the gravestones and see that all of the gravestones had a personal message that had been inscribed by the family of the dead soldier, and it was intensely powerful because you suddenly drew that connection that the men who died at Gallipoli were young boys.
I thought that was a bit tacky to think of Gallipoli as a tiny bit of Australia. When you get there and you actually see Simpson's grave or the guys from Christchurch or Auckland that are lying there, and you think, well, that is a small part of Australia and New Zealand, that these guys will never see home again.
At the 11th hour of the 11th day of the 11th month, we ask you to take 1 minute to remember all those who gave their lives serving Australia.
They shall not grow old, as we that are left grow old. Age shall not weary them, nor the years condemn. At the going down of the sun, and in the morning, we will remember them, lest we forget.